Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 Corinthians 15, about verse 22. 1 Corinthians 15, 22. Aren't we thankful for the Word of God?
Yes.
How ignorant we'd be without His Word. Wouldn't know what was right. He said, as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Keep going. For every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at His coming. Now you're going to see the next several verses, time references. Now and later. When and then and until. These are time references. How many know Jesus has been raised from the dead?
Yes.
How about us?
Yes.
Not yet. Right? But we will be.
Amen.
I said we will be.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm having a hard time not jumping ahead on some things. We're going to some amazing places in this study. Do you believe it?
Yes.
We're going to some shout hallelujah.
Amen.
Jump up and run places. When our bodies are changed and we're raised from the dead, what comes after that? We shall rule and reign with Him. In what? In the kingdom. When this happens is when you'll see the rest of it happen. When our body is changed is when you'll see God's rule and dominion manifested over everything. But that's not yet, is it? Your body hadn't changed yet, and we don't see God reign or dominion over everything yet. Keep reading. Verse 24. Then comes the end. Everybody say then.
Then.
Can you see I'm talking about time references? Then comes the end when He shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when He shall have put down all rule and all authority and all power. How many believe A-L-L means all? It means all. All across this earth. It grieves my heart. I know it does yours too. There are people, supposed to be people educated, intelligent, in positions of authority, blaspheming and mocking Jesus and God and the Word and these truths. And one of these days, it's all going to stop. You believe it or not? It's all going to stop. A-L-L. All rule, all authority, all power. Keep going. Verse 25. For He must reign, this is talking about Jesus, must reign until He, Jesus, has put all enemies under His feet.
Amen.
The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Do we see that yet? Not yet. You say, well, maybe we do. No, we're still having funerals.
That's right.
Death is not a friend. Death is an enemy. And soon, there's going to be no more dying. We never lived in a place like that. Where the flowers don't die, the grass don't die, nothing dies. You don't age, you go 1,000 years without one new wrinkle. And you never have an off day. Never. No aches, no pains, no sorrow, no crying, no dying. What will we know? Come on, what will we know? God is actually in control now. He really is in control. This is what happens when God's in control. Death is an enemy. And the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. It would help us to build this into our consciousness. I've heard preachers stand by a graveside and say, you know, God took our dear brother in sweet death. Sweet death. Death is decay. It's detestable. It's an enemy. I said it's an enemy. And Jesus has already proved victory over it by rising from the dead Himself, right? And He said, I got the keys of death and of hell. Glory to God. And you and I are on schedule. We are already on the appointment book for resurrection life in our body. Am I reading about it? Yeah. When, it said when. Yeah. When. Not if it happens, when it happens. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death, for He has put all things under His feet. When He said all things are put under Him, it is manifest that He is accepted, which did put all things under Him. That means the one who put all things under His feet is not under His feet. He's the exception. The Father is not under Jesus' feet. Keep reading. And when all things, somebody say when. See, there's a time frame here, isn't there? And we know a lot of these things haven't come to pass because we still got death happening. And He ties it to that. But when all things shall be subdued unto Him, then shall the Son also Himself be subject to Him that put all things under Him, that God may be all in all. We are talking about then the kingdom established, manifested, that then after that will never end. All these kingdoms on the earth have risen and fallen. Some of them lasted 1,000 years. Kingdom of the USA has only been around a couple of hundred, right? I mean, we ain't been around 1,000 years. And there's kingdoms that were around that long, and all you can find is piles of rocks where they used to be. But there's coming a time when none of these earthly kingdoms will remain. But the kingdom that's already in you will. Oh, somebody say the kingdom of God is in me. Is in me. Thank you, Lord. Go to Daniel, please, and I'll see if I can conclude. Is there coming a time when every knee is going to bow? And every tongue is going to confess that Jesus is Lord. Lord is a kingdom term, isn't it? He's King of kings and Lord of lords. Wonder who those lords are He's Lord of. Wonder who's those kings. The Bible tells you. It's you. Me? I'm me. I'm just me. No, listen. You got to think differently. How many of you feel like you have grown and developed in the last 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years since you were born again and got in the Word, have grown in the things of God? I know Phyllis and I from what, 35 years ago? We're totally different people. We see things differently. We think different. Our priorities, our values, everything's totally different. The Word of God has changed us. The Spirit of God has changed us. Now, what if we continued just what happened the last 30 years, we continued that for another 3,000 years? Just that. I believe it'll be much advanced from that. Once you get out of here and all this junk, I think you'll really take off. But if you just developed as much as you have the last few years for the next 1,000, what kind of being will you be? The Bible said, it does not yet, there it is again, appear. Why? What we shall be? We are now the sons of God. What do sons of God do in the kingdom? They rule. They reign. We're being trained right now. The Lord gave us His authority, gave us His name, gave us the armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, shield of faith, sword of the Spirit. Oh, and what would you think if you're all dressed up and nothing to deal with? He left us some demons and some curse to practice on so we could learn. How can you be an overcomer and you got nothing to come over? Everything we're learning right now, we will take with us into the age to come. Come on, are you listening? And actually what people are doing right now is either being qualified or disqualified for use and place in the kingdom. He says some would rule over 5 cities. Some would rule over 10. Some would rule over none. These kind of things are being determined right now. Which is why you and I should be seeking first the kingdom of God all the time. In Daniel 7, long ago, God showed Daniel how this was going to play out. He showed him the next kingdom that was going to come after him. And then what's going to happen after that, and after that, and after that. And then He showed him the end of the whole thing. Anybody believe the Word of God is true? Do you believe just like it's written in here? That's exactly how it's going to happen. Daniel 7 verse 9. He said, I beheld till the thrones were cast down. Now, He had already shown him 4 major kingdoms that were going to rise and fall after the one he was familiar with. We're talking about world-dominating kingdoms. The Babylonians at that time, and he talks about Persians and eventually the Romans, which dominated the known world at that time. What was the Roman kingdom? It was wherever Rome exerted its influence, its power, its reign. But he's saying after that, he said, I saw till the thrones were cast down. What thrones? The thrones of kings and men. And the Ancient of Days did sit. Whew. Now I'm going to have to stop right here just a moment and ask you, do you know who that is? Do you know who that is? That's your daddy. I don't know if you heard me or not. This is your father.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.